Hi, everybody. Well, today is May 29, 2015, and we're on BBS Radio Station 2. And this is a Friday program, so we're on Station 2 on Friday and Saturday, in case you're on an archive. Well, since it's the end of the week, maybe some of you had issues during the week here, and hopefully you had nothing, but if you have something, think of that issue, and we'll see if we can help you out with it. So here we go. So think of your issue that you had. So releasing that, one particular issue, one, two, three, four, and five, and another one, if you like, or the same one, if you have a little more attachments to it, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's... make sure that you're all here, so I'll take your index finger. Normally you just take one of them and put it straight up and have your body move it in front of you. So don't try to do it mentally to make it correct. Just have your body move your finger. And it should be directly in front of you. And if it's off to the left or the right, that means that you're really not here. So you're off in some kind of fabricated alien timeline. That can be kind of disconcerting because you're going to think that you're really here. And you can be listening to this show on that fabricated timeline. That gets even worse. So they can trick you that way. So let's get you back into the present moment. So being with us fully and completely. So one, two, three, four, and five. And check your finger again. And just double check to make sure that you are fully present. I'll do it again for some people who are really out on the beyondo. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, anything else you want to add before we energize the light beams, Ann?
No, just that's feeling great, and I love that when you clear our week out on a Friday for everybody. So thank you, Ron. Now looking forward to having the light beams charged up.
Okay, we're going to do male light beams, so we'll do three of them. Each one will have three male light beams in it, which would be nine total if you have three up. First light beam, one, two, three, four, five. Second light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. And third light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we'll turn it over to Ann, and we'll see how our paranormal show is tonight. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. Welcome. If you're a new listener, Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out. There are many free healings there and a lot of information as well about Ron. So thanks so much, Ron, and we have traditionally made this day the day people can write in and ask questions about paranormal activities. It's a Paranormal Friday. I often think it seems to me like everything you teach us is kind of paranormal, but this is a special day for any odd thing. So you can put in any comments you might have on that fast chat feedback page, or you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So speaking of paranormal activities, Ron, somebody is asking... I guess they're asking if you know what a decoding machine is, and because this listener seems to think that this is how the aliens are controlling us, and that if you could or somehow these decoding machines could be destroyed, they wouldn't be able to abduct us or access and get energies from us. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I don't know anything about decoding machines. You know, it's sort of all hooked into the matrix that they created, the different layers of mind energy that connects to maybe different past lives of yours, different mindsets, different races that you might have been, different religions. So they have the whole thing sort of nailed down. So wherever you know, kind of choose to go to in one life, in another life, after that, we'll say, they have you pretty much set up. So, you know, some people talk about having restitution, you know, like, so one lifetime, maybe you did something to someone, and then the next lifetime that you come into, you experience that person doing it to you. And whether that's true or not, I can't really say one way or the other. But basically that's sort of what they're doing, and it may not be the next lifetime, but you are experiencing everything that they have created for you in mind energy. So I'll say that differently. So it's kind of much like you're now going to become a person on the movie set, and they are in charge of the movie set, all that's there, and they give you a script for each lifetime to follow. And so that script is from your astrological chart, the stars, the planets. So we'll just say that we change that to the alien spying upon you, giving you different energies. And, they may have different planet names that people have when you have your chart read. So just look at those as alien groups associating themselves with you. And maybe one lifetime, maybe you had a lot of maybe abundance and friends. So in the next lifetime, because you made some mistakes, maybe you became friendless and in poverty possibly, or just not having a lot of stuff in your life. But that's they're in charge of that. That's why we have clearings to help you get released from it, such as the natal chart clearing. So anyway, the whole thing is, as far as that machine, we'll call it, I can't necessarily say that I know what it is, but the matrix is what we talk about, using a word for that, which is, connected to you. So they're controlling you just like you were a little robot and having you do different things. Now, you do have free choice once you realize what they're doing, but how much free choice, are you going to have before you start thinking and get back into mind energies? When they find out that you've been released from their program, they may go, well, wait a minute, we need to keep tabs on this person some more. So that's why you want to do clearings and be in the now so that, your life experiences are much better. And remember, they're drawn upon your emotions and your past life experiences, which bring forth your emotions. So once you're older, you have this, agenda and information that you have throughout your whole life on how you think it is to be here. And if it's a bad experience, then they will capitalize on that and bring forth more bad experiences to you. So it's up to how you perceive things, and you can get rid of those energies by doing like an emotional clearing. That can help you out immensely. That's what we recommend everybody do. And then from there, kind of reevaluate yourself and just see where you are with the other clearings that you can have. And we have lots of clearings. Not that you need all of them, but remember, there's a lot of different scenarios here that people go through. So it's kind of like, we'll say, going to Disneyland in a sense. What ride do you want to go on? Well, they created all these rides. Do you have the ride for car accidents? Do you have one for having your wallet stolen? Do you have a ride for, having a wonderful marriage? Do you have one for not being married? Do you have one for an awful divorce? Do you have one for being lucky? Do you have one for maybe having a lot of wisdom? Do you have one for heartache? They give you all these rides. So, what have you experienced, according to, how much you followed their script? So the clearings that we have can help you to release yourself from their control. That's the main thing. So, that's kind of how I would answer that question. As far as, looking at that or seeing it, I may have seen things similar or something like it, but I can't necessarily say that I saw a decoder. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Helpful information. It made me think of two different healings, too, that, we talk about the mind matrix bark. There's a mind matrix, and then there's something matrix barcode, or is that the same healing, Ron?
Boy, I'm not sure. We have a mind matrix.
Right.
We have different ones, okay? that deal with the mind energy. And you'd have to kind of see which one maybe you would like to experience to get released from. So the first thing you want to do is clear off, you know, your mental body, get that energy off of you, and then go into the mind energies and see how that's going to do that. Also, you know, we have that reoccurring barcode. That's a mind energy clearing where you keep having things happening to you, not knowing why. And, you know, you keep scratching your head. Why is this happening to me? Well, they put a barcode on you. Maybe you have one that comes up every 6 months or so. So that's the way it kind of works. And you want to get yourself free of these energies.
And, yes, thank you, Ron. And then the other thing that popped into my mind when you were talking then about the stories and the, you know, I guess timelines and things the aliens have you on would be, is the soul family clearing. That if you are disconnected from your soul family, aren't you going to be a lot less activated in this lifetime with what the aliens have planned for you?
Yeah, the soul family one is, in a sense, that's how they connect to you, to interface other people that are also being mind-controlled to connect to you. So they will do things to you. Normally, it's always... it's normally negative stuff. I wish I could say something positive about what they're doing, but I just don't have any real good things to say because, you know, there's some of you out there, you know, say, Ron, you know, this aliens helped me out. I keep getting $100 bills in my mailbox, but I haven't seen that email come in yet, you know? So, you know, if they do stuff like that to make you very happy, and, you know, not that money is going to give you happiness, but to somebody who would like to have a $100 bill and they don't, and you have too much of it, then, but they don't do stuff like that. So normally they deal with traumas and situations, and unfortunately that's just the way it is. So the main thing is to get the clearings to help yourself out with the agenda that you're carrying. Everybody has a different... set of cards kind of drawn for them that they're dealing with, you know, in this lifetime. And some are good and some are bad. And some people are oblivious and they just live their life and they don't know about being controlled. And, you know, they just live their life according to the control mechanism and they don't even know that they're controlled. They don't even see it. So that's quite interesting when you run across people that are like that, who just say, no, I don't have any alien mind control on me. You know, I'm living my life fine. I feel fine. No problems here. And I don't have any emotional problems. You know, you look at people and they start telling you all this stuff, and you wonder what planet they just got dropped in from, you know? So there's a movie, I think we saw it on Netflix. It's called After. And you may want to check that one out. Just a simple word after. So just a quick thing since we're talking kind of about this here is the movie is about a bus got into a wreck, an accident, and all of a sudden the people that were there got onto different timelines and sort of living dreams, and, you know, they showed up at different intervals and stuff and being controlled on these timelines. So it's kind of a way to look at life and what's happening to us. So you might say, well, why did they make a movie like that? Well, somebody probably had the clue of what's going on. So that's kind of what I would say. So that's a movie to watch, which is called After. And you start understanding more and more. You start listening to the programs that we have here. And at first it can get kind of scary because you don't want to really believe in the paradigm that something is affecting you and controlling you. And you may think life is fine. Well, once you start getting empowered, and you start doing timeline crashes and doing the clearing to get this energy off of you, then all of a sudden at some point, and it could take a while, you know, all of a sudden at some point you're going to say, man, this stuff left me. Or I feel, you know, a lot better than what I did 2 years ago or something. So you don't know how far down the rat hole you are, because each time you do a clearing, you get some of the densities off of you and you become lighter. And that's kind of what's happening right now to the planet, is that the vibration is not increasing. just that the darkness energy has less control over the people, and the people might think using, you know, the New Age philosophy is, you know, the Earth is ascending, or there's more light on the planet, the Earth is moving forward with a higher consciousness. No, it's not moving forward at all. Just humanity is, okay? And so you're just getting more stuff off of you. So that's what's going on right now. I've been doing a lot of work, just say behind the scenes, the last probably 6 months, and getting rid of some of the matrix energies. I could probably, you know, claim that. And so each time I do something, people normally respond that the energy is a little different that day, and they feel lighter because the energy is no longer controlling them, which makes feel like they may be having a higher vibration, but really they're just becoming more themselves. So you're getting rid of that heavy backpack on you. But you're not changing really anything, just getting rid of the negativity and the darkness that's attached to you. It's kind of like having a nice shower. You know, you go out and you work and maybe you, you know, do a lot of digging in the dirt and you're all covered full of dirt and, you know, it's a hot day so you have, you know, perspiration on you and everything else and you like you change a different skin color, you know, the darker or whatever, or maybe even lighter, you know. Maybe you're working with white dirt, you know, and your skin is brown, and you go, wow, I look white, you know, I look like a ghost. But you take a shower, and you're back to normal, and you feel better. That's the whole thing of these clearings and what's going on now with the matrix energies, the aliens and stuff. These energies are kind of leaving. They're being taken away, taken down. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you for that, Ron. That's really wonderful. I do feel like things have been feeling pretty good lately. You mentioned a movie, and we do like to tell people about movies, and a listener wrote in that they saw one called Kingsman, and it's about mind control, and they said it was a really good example that people were given. I won't give away, don't want to do a spoiler, but they were given a microchip, and it made them violent and everything. And so the listeners are recommending that movie. I think it's a brand new one, so it probably wouldn't be on Netflix or anything yet, but I just thought I'd mention that. And then there's a couple of others that kind of relate to what you're talking about, Ron. Someone asked, the other day you suggested we do the environmental imbalance time clearing. I don't know if it's a timeline crash. And I know I put that on, and hopefully other people did as well. Do you want us to keep running those, Ron?
Yeah, I would run it for about another week, and we'll see you know, if the energy kind of shifts here a little bit. So,
great.
That would be great.
And then someone has a very interesting question. Can we use the satellite timeline crash for our town?
For sound?
Town, like where we live.
Oh, okay, for towns. Okay, yeah. Satellite timeline. Boy. I would say no, because it's more on a one-to-one relationship with you and the light ship. So you'd be bringing it into yourself. So I would say probably not.
Okay. Okay. I thought that might be something that might help you with, you know, your kind of world at large service that you're doing for us. And then also on a similar point, want to thank the soldiers fighting the aliens on timelines. Thank them for their service. Would love an update if possible. Are you still healing them if they get hurt in battle for the planet Earth?
Yeah, that is correct, yes, uh-huh.
And are they active now?
Yes, very active.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, very active, so there's a lot going on.
So when you do things like get rid of those matrices that you've been destroying, is that something you do with special forces, or...?
That's a real good question. I would say, if I need backup, yes.
Okay.
it's a good. I'm trying to analyze your question, looking back on the past a little bit here. They have helped out as little as 10% and as much as 80. Okay, it depends if I needed them or not to help out. So I would say that they're probably. For what I'm doing, they're probably helping, as I look at it now, about 20%. So they're all active. Doing battles, what I'm doing, maybe the other 80% of the battling. So I think okay. They're probably taking out stuff as they maybe start running away or something. Okay?
Okay. Great. Okay, we haven't really... done since you started, anyway, some sample healing, Ron. And I was wondering, is it possible for you to balance our chakras on a radio show?
Sure, I can do that.
That'd be great.
So here we go. Let's first close your crown chakra down. That you want to have shut down. I don't normally talk about this, but the crown should always be closed off. So that is your major connection to the aliens, how they connect to you. So they got to come into you some way, and naturally through the chakra system is what they're using. And here we go. Releasing energy from your crown chakra first, and I'll close it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's release. Now we're going to shut it down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. And next one would be heart center, so I'll move that. Oh, it's working fine for you. There we go. And go up to your throat. So throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. And going down now to your power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. And first chakra. So that's good. I'll do an opening now. So heart chakra, use the word spin to increase the energy to give you more vitality. More spirit energy in your body, more connections. So this will help you do healings on yourself. So here we go. Your spirit heals you. You need to get that connection opened up. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Okay. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second, spin, 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 open. And first, spin, 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 open. There we go. So hopefully you're feeling better. At some point, we will probably, I don't know when, you know, may not be in the near future at all, maybe a year or two off, but at some point, I think the chakra system on humans will actually take it away and get rid of it and put something else in its place for spirit energy there. Anyway, as of right now, this is what we have. This is where the where people are evolved and living with their chakra system. So, back to you. Remember, they come in through your crown. So if they're coming in through your crown, they have a roadmap, okay? Well, just think of the old days when you got one of those maybe Thomas roadmaps or something, you know? And you get one for street addresses, and you go, wow, there it is right there. That's that street address. I looked it up on the map. You know, now you just have GPS, but the old days, you had a roadmap, and you can actually see, looking down on it, you know, all the different streets of a town. To the new people listening, they may not know what it is, you know, because they're not used to the old technology of having a big, thick book for each city or county, you know. But anyway, so they created that system, and they're using it. And so that will probably become superseded and disconnected from humans. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. Are entities likely to attach to our chakras, or do they more go right into our bodies when they want to mess with us or attach to us for some reason?
I would say both, because remember, they need energy, so they could go to your chakra system and connect to that. They could go to your thoughts and connect to your thoughts. They could go to your cellular memory. And they could go to the experience that you're doing any time. So if you happen to be reading a book, they can come into you and read the book with you. because they want to read something. So, you know, or if you're doing sports, they can come into your body to do sports. So they're just, whatever you're doing, they want to experience that, they can do that. So back to you.
Wow, okay. Thank you, Ron. That's very interesting. Is the chakra system something the Earth Spirit created for us, like the 108 bodies it gave us to protect us?
I would tend to say no.
Okay.
I would probably say no on that one. Remember, I haven't investigated this very much, but I would say no. The chakra system, you know, dates back, you know, thousands of years. And so, you know, but who put it into place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say who, but what, you know, what thing, you know, what energy, you know?
Right, right. Maybe they did it to, you know, improve our energy so it's easier for them to then steal it.
Yeah, very possible. Uh-huh.
Ugh. Okay, we have a request for the a sample of the bites and stings clearing, and I think that is a great one to do now that the weather's changing in most of the country. We're getting to warmer weather. I think the little insects are coming out.
Okay, so here we go. So if you do, if you have been bitten by something or have a sting, you know, and you have it right now, or maybe you had it the last week. Focus on that, and if you know you're sting free, bite free, but you had something at some point in your life, the energy's still with you, and so is the poison. So here we go. Let's release that from you. So think of that incident. Maybe a wasp bit you, or maybe a tick got you, or a mosquito. Or something, you know, who knows? Dog bite, maybe? So, or cat scratch, you know, you can go on for a long time. Maybe you got bit by a turtle, you know, who knows? So here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So let's see how people are doing with that one. Anything coming through on the chat room there?
I am checking. No, we have no new comments, but I will keep that open and check it throughout the show. And also, just a reminder, you can send emails in to us also during the show at clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now to read from. Okay, someone is writing in that tomorrow there's going to be a worldwide visualization, I guess, for light, meaning, of course, the false light. And I was wondering if you could maybe talk about that, Ron. So we probably have some new listeners that when people get together and do these, you know, prayer sessions and, I don't know, visualizing world peace or whatever it is they think they're doing, can you talk about what's really going on when those things happen?
Well, people use the term light, thinking that's source energy, and it could mean anything. So, as you connect to something outside of yourself that you really know nothing about, that could be a problem for you. So, people do special maybe meditations and things, trying to bring in more light to them or the planet. You know, the harmonic convergence day that they had, you know, a long time ago, bringing in all those darkness energies to the planet here, so you're still suffering from it. People don't know what they're doing. It's like opening up vortexes and stargates. You know, they think it's a great thing to do, you know. Who knows what's on the other side of that? So people, you know, aren't really too intelligent, you know. So what's the old saying? You might be dumb, but you're not stupid or something. Well, a lot of people are plain stupid. So when you do things that you know nothing about, but it sounds good, be very leery of that because you could be abducted easily. And, you know, that's the problem that people have, and that's why the Earth is in the state of affairs that it is and why people are abducted here all the time and why aliens are controlling the planet is because people are allowing that, and they are choosing to bring in these energies, you know, like a World Peace Day or something. So you, you know, sounds great, but what are you bringing in? You're putting out typically prayers or chants or doing some kind of special attunement or whatever to the darkness. You know, the light's not going to hear you. The light is, you know, you were created in light, and you're here to have an experience. The light doesn't really care what you do because it can't control you. But you're using energies other than light to think you're doing something more than what, you know, you have. So it's just a really sad situation of what people do. So you want to know why there's a problem here? Or maybe people say, Ron, why can't the light ship do this? Well, you have free will, free choice, and you're contaminating everything by doing all your quote-unquote spiritual practices, and you're the cause of the problem. So you start wondering why this is happening. Well, you have people out there. Look how many churches there are. Look at all the organizations. Look at all the, you know, going to a city, and normally on their, you know, main road, they're going to give all these little symbols and, you know, Masonic Lodge and, you know, whoever else is there, you know, all these different names of different groups. And they're all doing this stuff. And so right away, they're in an organization that's creating these things. So when you have these organizations doing all this stuff, they're controlling the city. So you have to be very careful what you get locked into. I just think when people pray, they pray to Jesus or to God or to what or to this or that, they don't know what they're connecting to. And so, you know, humanity's problem, the Earth's problem here is humanity's connecting to energies outside of themselves, bringing stuff in for more mind control. That's the bottom line here. So why are we where we are now? Because people are doing that. Look at all your neighbors, you know. Look at the churches on Sundays, you know. They're all doing these prayers, bringing in darkness. So that's the whole thing, you know, is unfortunately, humanity's a problem here on the planet. You know, I like to have the people that are causing the problems, doing all this stuff, just have them vanish. Maybe there might be 1,000 people left on the planet who know the truth, that they are perfect where they are, they don't want to control anything, and you can have a wonderful place here and live with the beautiful animals and the trees and nature. Other than that, all these things are destroying the planet. That's mind energy. And the aliens don't care. They just see us as a food source. And they may not want to have trees. May not want to have animals. They want to have things they can, you know, live on, live off of, especially all your thoughts. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have some thanks and testimonials here. Thank you, Ron, for the slave clearing. My head was snapping back and forth. Wow. I believe that's one you did last Saturday. And thank you from all of us.
Yeah, it feels like maybe that person, I can't say it's 100% correct, but very possibly maybe they were hung on a tree or something, you know, in the old days, you know, and the neck was being back into alignment because the person was dangling, you know, on maybe a rope or something, or something even worse. But yeah, that's related to that. So, and you can have this problem for your whole life. You can wake up one day, they can give you a time-coded attunement, time-coded energy, and all of a sudden you wonder, gee, well, did I sleep wrong? My neck is off. Well, maybe it happened when you were 14 and you know, your ancestors at the age of 14 on that same day, you know, 500 years ago, maybe they stole a horse and they hung the person, you know, and now you have it. and you're living your whole life in misery because of what somebody else did to you. So back to you.
Yes. Okay, Ron. I know a lot of people really, we got a lot of feedback about that slavery sample you did. So maybe some people are now doing that whole life clearing, because if you had a strong response to Ron's sample on the radio show, that is an indicator that you need to do your whole life and get that out of you. And someone else wrote in, thank you, Ron. The other night you cleared entities out of our liver and brain, and that felt really wonderful. So definitely I must have had something interfering in those organs. Can you clear another entity out of us, please?
Okay, so you'd have to pick a location in your body. So do that right now. Here we go. So it feels heavy already. So here we go. One, two. You may want to take a deep breath. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You may want to move around a little bit here. That helps move the energy in your body. So here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, let's just see how that feels here. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. On our eight-hour calls that you do every month, you often do that amber blood. And I guess it's an infusion of amber blood. Is it possible to have a sample of that on the radio show?
Only when I do the special calls on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, that felt really good. Thank you. Okay, we have a couple of questions and things about timeline crashes. One person wrote in reference to the person who has mental issues, I have a friend who was in a mental hospital and did some timeline crashes for them and heard a month later that they were doing much better. Could my doing timeline crashes and this listener doing timeline crashes be helping them and others with mental issues?
Yes. Let me try to address that a little differently, okay? So I would say yes. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you have bad water in your city or something, you know, have stuff in it that you don't like, so you want to do timeline crashes on it to get rid of the bad water in your city, but you have good water, and that's not, and you say, gee, is that going to affect the whole world? Well, probably not. So what probably happened with the person, since they knew somebody, their energy, they're probably on those timelines with that person helping them. And that's how I would answer that question. So they were helping a person who had a mental problem. And since they're connected to them, maybe they're in the same soul family. And maybe the whole soul family had that healing done because you're doing it and you're connected to your soul family. Let's just say, you know, I don't know how many people are in soul families. I'll just say there's 1,000. Let's pick a number, okay? So there could be 1,000 people that you may know, maybe 10 of them throughout your life. But all the ones that you don't know also benefited from that. And so just by doing it and you know somebody, very possibly, or even for yourself, you know, that helped out the situation with other people. So that's what I would say more than likely happened there. But whoever is on that timeline, you know, with mental illness, if they're on that timeline with your friend or even with yourself, then those people will get taken off of that timeline. But, you know, how many timelines is there for mental illness? You know, there's all different subcategories. I'm sure if you talk to somebody in the medical profession, they may have, you know, maybe a couple hundred different types of mental illnesses, so you're only probably working with one of them. But yeah, it will help other people on that timeline. And since you're connected probably to a person and you want to do timeline crashes for them and maybe yourself, then it will affect probably people that you know. Okay, because remember, if you know them, then you're in the same mind energy that they are in, and very possibly you're on that same timeline, and it may not even affect you right now, okay? So, but later on in life, maybe, you know, it might take it away so you don't have that experience. That make sense to you, Ann?
It does. Yes, it does. It's really nice, though, to hear that the timeline crashes help somebody. And this listener ends with, I was in a hospital years ago, and I sure wish someone had done timeline crashes for me. So it can help, and we really appreciate people sending in their questions and testimonials like that. But, yes, it does make sense, Ron. And I'd like to keep going on with timeline crashes, if that's okay. We have someone else that wrote in a testimonial and a question. I've been doing the psychic billboard with the timeline crashes, and yesterday I was able to decline a job offer that would have kept me stuck in a bad job, in a not a good environment, and with a lot of clients that would be vibrating with lack, misfortune, and a lot of dramas. So that's good news. But the bad news is I don't have a job, and I need to find one. And he says, Ron says I have to reinvent myself. So I guess you've been saying that probably on these shows here. So here's the basic question that he's asking about the timeline crashes. He feels like he has a lot of different problems. He doesn't like where he lives. He doesn't have a companion in his life. He wants to change work, and he feels like what he needs to timeline crash is very complex. So is there any way you can help him with that, Ron? How do you sort of, I don't know if it's figure out what to timeline crash or where to start or what exactly he...
Well, the answer is always in the question. So what I'm hearing is all this stuff, okay? And everybody else is probably hearing all this stuff, and everybody's listening, probably saying, yeah, I have that stuff too. Well, let's get back to square one, okay? What I think I would do is do timeline crashes on loving yourself. And loving is the wrong word, but you may have that alien energy connected to you with love energy, okay? So you want to get off of those timelines of not loving yourself and then also of loving yourself, okay? Because people use the word love a lot. I like the Expos, like on the Strange Universe panel, I said, you don't want to, you know, deal with love energy or something like that. And boy, I get a lot of flack on that. You want peace. So what I would do is timeline crash loving yourself, because that's negative. And then also not loving yourself, that's also negative. So you can get back into peace, because you want to get centered in peace energy. And then you catapult yourself off of your peace energy, because that's what you want to do. It's kind of like diving off a diving board. Well, if you're in the wrong energy system of love or lack of love, okay, then you're in the alien timeline, and they're going to give you everything that you're asking for, which may be the opposite of what you want. And it's not what you need, it's what you want, okay? So do that clearing and do a lot of them, because maybe your parents loved you a lot. So they gave you the energy of love, and that's stopping you from being creative in peace energy. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
It does. Are you saying kind of what they say in psychology, like what's the go under the emotion, kind of like if you say, oh, I'm very angry, you know, you want to figure out why are you angry, or I hate somebody, and why do you hate them? So you're saying the person should almost go more fundamental with what their timeline crashing?
Well, what you want to do is get rid of love energy.
Okay.
So there's two things, you know. it's like, you know, relationships. You fall in love, right? Everybody's done that. And then you fall out of love, right? And so you have the two sides of the coin. So you want to get rid of love energy out of your life. And that's preventing you from being in peace. So you're trying to manifest in the alien love energy by being a nice person, by being sweet, by helping people out, by doing favors for people. You know, this is just typical things that people do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And being a nice guy, a nice girl, everybody likes you. Well, that's all love energy stuff. And that's entrapping you, keeping you from being all you can be because you're in the wrong system. You're in the love system. You want to get out of the love system. So do timeline crashes on love. And do, you know, of loving yourself. And then also do it for, you know, not wanting yourself or lack of love. You do both extremes. And then you're going to be out of, hopefully, the love energy. And now you can become peaceful. And that's where you have all of your power, everything that's going to reinforce source energy with you and your spirit will be peace energy. So hopefully you people understand that. Because the love energy is something that we never talk about, and it's, you know, used all the time here, just like the word time. And everybody wants to be loving and feeling love and everything else. And that puts you right into the major alien timeline of darkness. So back to you, Anne.
That is so brilliant, Ron. Thank you so much for saying that. That's really, you made that really, really clear. If anybody feels like they didn't fully comprehend all of that, it's a little shocking the first time you hear someone say you don't want to be in love energy. This show will be placed as an archive on the BBS radio site probably by tomorrow. They're pretty quick. Thank you, BBS. So that was truly profound, Ron. I really got that. Thank you so much. Is there any kind of sample you could do right now to kind of, I don't know, take us off one love timeline or something?
Boy, I don't know, because, I mean, that issue is so deep, okay? I don't know what to do. As I look at that issue, I mean, there's probably 1,000 timelines that go tangent off of the love timeline. So you'd have to just do something yourself. I don't know, even know where to begin, okay? What I could do is take you off of, since most people probably have had a bad relationship, then it could even be a relationship at work. You know, you first loved your job, right? And now you hate your job, so you don't love it, okay? So it doesn't have to deal with people, okay? So I'll do a timeline crash for that for you. So here we go. Releasing the energy, one. In fact, I'll go a little different here. What I'm thinking about, there are people out there who have had schooling. And I'll just talk about the medical profession, okay? So you want to help people. So that's being very loving, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you in your profession, you have to give people shots. And you're assuming that what you're giving them is something that's going to be loving for them, okay? And it may not be. But let's forget about what's in that chemical that you're giving the person. Right, in the syringe. Forget about that. Now let's look at the part, are you causing that person pain when you poke that needle into them? And maybe you miss, you know, a vein or an artery or whatever you're trying to poke, right? So right away, your loving energy turned into something that they don't see as love, and you're forcing that thing into them, you're forcing love into them, right, because this is what you're doing to help them, and you're causing them harm. So kind of look at that aspect, okay? So, and maybe you had a profession where you had to do something like a medical profession, and you have to move somebody on a bed who's in excruciating pain. And you're told to do that, and you're there hoping to help somebody in love, okay? And they don't see that as love. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. So, you know, like I said, it goes all different directions. But let's just look at your job now. So look at your job or one of your jobs that you had that you really loved to begin with. You just said, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden, it turned the opposite, okay? So here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is the opposite of what you felt, you know, when you first saw the job, you liked it. This is the negative aspect of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. Okay, that should help you out. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much, Ron, for that. Let's see, we're getting near the end of the show. Is it tonight that we can go longer?
Yeah, we're good for 5 after. We got 10 minutes to go.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Let me go back here. Okay, just a couple of quick questions, and then maybe we'll go back to some other samples. On the free clearings that you've given us, Ron, do we need to put a picture up when we do them?
Well, you don't have to put a picture up. A picture can bring in more energy to you because you have the picture up. And if you're not in the room, then, you know, that will help. So I guess the question is, if you're doing a clearing of any type, normally you have to be in front of your computer when you do the clearings that you pay for. Because you have to, you know, change the page or do different things on that clearing. But if you're doing a free clearing, some of those, you just run it, okay? Because you're not really interacting with it to change tabs or buttons or something. So I guess the question at that point is, will a picture help? And will I get more energy, we'll say, if I have a picture up? Yeah. It will help. So, you know, if you have a picture of yourself, and it can be any picture, that would help out too. If you have an issue with you're doing a clearing, you know, whatever it would be, a pre-clearing, and all of a sudden you go, you know, this kind of resonates to me, and I think this happened to me. I can feel energies being released from me when I was 5, okay? Well, you may want to get a picture of you around that age of 5. It might be hard to do, but that way you're concentrating the energy at that particular age. So I don't know, if you're younger, you might have more pictures of yourself, but as you get older, you know, you probably don't have very many. And so it doesn't, you know, you probably won't be able to do that. But that's just an idea. So what you might even do is, if you have a family album of different pictures of you from your past, you may just want to put a few of those pictures up if you're doing a particular clearing. You know, maybe there's a, people take pictures at birthday parties and, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, et cetera, with family members. So maybe there's a situation that you had and it was at on one of your birthdays and you have this picture and you know that that was one that was not good for you because something happened. You got embarrassed or whatever. Maybe you dropped the cake and you fell on it and everybody didn't like that or they laughed at you. Now you're embarrassed and everything else. You know, things happen. So you might want to put that picture up and to get rid of those energetic cords of all those people. So you may not even realize that because they're all courting you, laughing at you or whatever. And that's, you know, going with your self-esteem and your, you know, that's pretty awful. And maybe you're carrying that curse that they gave you in a sense, they did affect you energetically, psychically, and you may have that following you today. So you may want to just put those people up because they were all there. So anyway, even a high school picture, maybe you might want to get your high school 12th grade graduation or something, you know, where they show all the people and
and release energetic cordage from all these people. So it's an idea. Remember, what's going to happen is you don't know what clearing is going to fix you, okay? And so, you know, you may do a half a dozen clearings and have no results, and then you do something that doesn't, seem to relate to what's going on in your life, and all of a sudden, wow, everything fell into place. So you may be looking at one scenario, you're getting help benefits because you're doing the clearing, but you're looking at one situation, and you go, wow, you know, what's going on here? I really wanted to have, you know, my finger stop hurting, and I did all these clearings, it's still hurting, and all of a sudden, you know, you realize that you had a bicycle accident when you were four, and that's where the energy is, and you do a clearing at the age of four, and voila, it's out of you. But it took all the other clearings to get you to realize at the age of four where your problem is. But people don't always, you know, understand how clearings work. And, you know, we have that dog bite scenario that I have never listened to, but I remember, you know, talking about it a little bit on the programs. One program on BBS, but that was quite a while ago. But, you know, things are complicated here. Those aliens really get you with the mind energy. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I've gotten rid of all of my pictures, and now you've come up with a good use for them. But maybe other people still have their pictures. That's a good thing.
And you can also, if you're going to get rid of them, you might want to burn them to get rid of the energies on them.
Right, right. That's a good suggestion. I didn't. I think I mostly ripped them up and put them in the garbage.
But... yeah, that'll work.
Okay, good. And the other, just a quick question about healings, can clearings be done for family members who are friends and who are not living with me or in the same room as I am when I'm running the computer?
Yeah, you can do any clearing you want on anybody. Because your spirit is the conduit for the clearing. So the New Age metaphysical reality is you have to ask somebody first. And then if they say yes, you can help them. If they say no, then you don't want to have that karma. Well, that's just the dark side coming forth. I mean, most people won't know what we're doing anyway. And the clearings are from source energy, and they work. And so some people may want to have some other type of modality do it where they actually feel something as a positive reinforcement, which is the darkness telling you that something is going on. Then you're being connected to more energy that you don't want. But, yeah, you can do anything on the website for somebody else. If you want to do an emotional clearing on your boss, you can just pay for that, put your boss in there, get their age, and voila, you can do a clearing on your boss if you wish, or somebody who's bugging you or bothering you. Remember, everything normally is emotional stuff. What you cannot do is the space-time crashes. So from there, everything else is basically okay to do. And you can purchase clearings for anybody. So some people say, gee, you know, I have, my sister has a young child, and they have they're really emotionally upset all the time. And, you know, I asked my sister if I could do emotional clearing, and she goes, no, I don't want you to do anything to my daughter. I'm in charge here. Well, you can still do it. The spirit is going to do the clearing, and it will help the person. It doesn't matter what the parent thinks or who anybody thinks of anything, because this is all working with source energy to help clear out the densities in the DNA. So what you probably are needing the most, you may not even know what you need, for yourself. That might be blocked to you. And I've heard a lot of people talking about, you know, just doing clearings, and all of a sudden they did one, they go, wow, that was great. I feel wonderful now. I never thought that, you know, I needed a self-sabotage clearing, but I thought I would just do it just to see what happens. Or they got on the self-empowerment page and did that for, you know, whatever time it was. I think it's a two-month clearing, I believe. Went through all those self-sabotage things, with the energies. And the clearing is a, what's the name of the clearing again? And the self-empowerment clearings.
So right.
And do the self-empowerment clearing, and there might be one there that you don't even realize you're dealing with, you know? And then all of a sudden, voila, you're fixed, you know, because that's a really good Band-Aid type clearing. This doesn't go into a lot of details, but it'll help you out what you're dealing with right now to move on in your life. So that's like a jump start, in a sense, you know, to help you out. But there's like, I think, 36 or 38 issues there, plus you can write one in, too, if you need to. But that clearing has helped a lot of people. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, it's almost time to end our show tonight. I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So there's a BBS show at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it's Station 2 again, and just do anything you can to be on there live. You can request one physical healing for the trip to the Lightship, and it's really worthwhile experience if you haven't done it before. And next week on, I believe it's the 12th, starts the June intensives, the Saturday, So it's the 13th, not the 12th. Saturday, June 13th, 2015, starts the four-hour intensive, and then Sundays, the 14th, 21st, and 28th of June will all be the eight-hour calls. And there's more information about that on Ron's website. So you shut down our crown chakra, Ron, and I know you're going to do the mind-to-heart drop for us. Is there one other sample we could do before we say goodnight?
Be here now. So here we go. The be here now clearing, that's a pre-clearing. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That should lock you right in to be here now. And let's do the mind to heart drop. That will bring you into peace energy. And here we go. Commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, the monkey mind, the chatter, the, should I have done that or what happened to me, you know, all these different thoughts people have to get you into peace. So here we go. Get rid of those thoughts that are bugging you. So dropping down, I count from 10 to 1 backwards. You bring the energy from your head to your heart so your spirit can have control over that and neutralize those thoughts. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go, everybody. So you're peaceful now, and you're in source energy with your spirit. The only way to do it is to do this exercise. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. You don't want to be there. Darkness. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Behind the Scene Helpers. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, all you listeners. Blessings tonight.